We're doing Avat Chesed, and we had learned that there's a special mitzvah to give loans to our fellow man without taking interest. And the mitzvah is that a Jew is not allowed to collect interest from a fellow Jew, a Jew is not allowed to pay interest to a fellow Jew. And we had seen that even if a person has the option of giving a loan to his next door neighbor, and the guy comes to him in shul and says, look, Chaim, he says, yes, Yanko, he says, Chaim, I really need a loan now, I could really use $25,000, it'll save my business. So we have a special mitzvah to give him that loan. He says, you know what, I have to check if I could afford that loan right now. And we went through all the halachos of how you have to insure your loans. You're not allowed to give a loan without a contract. You have to take a guarantee. You have to sign witnesses. We went through all these laws in the previous weeks as we've been learning. But the chiddush that we saw last time was that, let's say he walks out of shul, and his next door neighbor Joe comes over and says, Chaim, I need a loan, 25 grand. And tell you what, Chaim, we'll sign it up in the bank, and I'll pay you 10% interest on your money. The bank ain't giving loans these days. So the halacha says that if you don't really need that 10%, so you have a mitzvah to give the loan even without the interest to Yanko. There's a special mitzvah, even though it's going to cost you something. You're not gaining that interest that you would have gained. The halacha says if you can afford it, then you have a mitzvah to give the loan to Yanko. But what if the way you make your living is you're a lender? That's how you make your living, by giving people like Joe a loan at 10% interest. Chayav kudmin, then your parnasa comes first. If that's your parnasa, then no one's telling you to go and give away your parnasa. That's how you make a living, you're a lender, so fine, then there's no problem, that's your life. Umiu but, heicha devani v'tzarich lechem, let's say a poor man comes and he needs bread. V'rotze lilvot v'liknot lechem, he says, give me a loan, I gotta buy some bread. V'dai hu kodem, certainly the poor man comes first. Ken katav b'sefer Aguda, that's what it says in Aguda. And look, we'll discuss this at greater length in the 6th chapter, the 9th paragraph. Over there we discussed a poor man and a wealthy man, mashkatan ubdin ani v'ashir minyan zeh, how we decide when we give the loan. Now, I've mentioned many times in class that I often have people come over to me and tell me, I need bread for my kids. Now, we have a halacha that we never know who to trust. We don't have to be gullible. So my approach is always, fine, where's the closest makolet? I'll go buy you bread. And I've never had a person take me up on it. Never. So you're not allowed to disregard a human being. You're not allowed to walk away. You do have to go and offer him to buy it. And you're not allowed to tell him, well, I don't believe you. No, even though the history has shown that I haven't yet found an honest one. Anyway, everyone that's asked me for food, even I had it just last night. A guy stopped me and said he's stuck, his pregnant wife, he needs fine. I said, okay, we'll go to the closest makolet. He didn't take me up on it. People will give you all these stories. So you want to give him money, you can give him money. But the halacha says, for bread, you're not allowed to turn a person away. A guy needs food, you don't know, maybe he's on the verge of dropping dead. But you don't have to be stupid. If he's just asking, you don't have to assume it's for food. No. If he asks you specifically for food, so give him food. But you don't have to go. What I sometimes have is the guy tells me, well, my kids only eat this cereal. I say, no way. I don't buy my kids expensive cereals. You want, I'll buy you a loaf of bread. If you're really hungry, if your kids are hungry, they can eat bread.
Sometimes the list that the beggars give you, which includes food, and they start with
So we will learn the halachot. We've been learning and we'll continue learning that you have to verify. The guy says he needs food, so come, I'll buy you food. But everything else needs to be verified. You don't have to give a person money when you don't know if he's for real.
Every time the beggar comes to you and mentions that he needs food, do you need to follow up on it?
Technically, yes. But what you might want to do is go to the machon and ask them if you could buy a loaf of bread from them. I've never had anyone take me up on it. But yeah, the makolet's 2 minutes away. Everywhere you're standing, there's always somewhere.
Right, but are you allowed to walk away or
not? No. If someone asks you for food, you can't walk away.
If he asks you the usual list of income, you need to...
Sorry, question. Are you supposed to give... Sorry. Someone's used to a certain level of living. Let's see your question.
Come sit down, give you one second, but I'm in the middle with him. It's not fair.
Aren't you supposed to, like, if he's used to a certain level of living,
give him back that level.
Right.
So technically, we'll learn those halachos. But you can't say that this guy needs his Rolls Royce and 10 servants to chauffeur him and take him around, and the other guy doesn't have bread to eat. So I'll fund his chauffeur, and then the other guy will stay hungry. So there's a balance. You're right. Technically, we say there is a mitzvah to give a person day machsoro, as much as he's used to. If he's used to riding on a horse, if he's used to having people running before him, that's what he needs. A guy who's... I know people who, they've never walked into a supermarket. They've never bought their own food. I mean, there are people like that. Suddenly now the stock market crashed, and they don't know where to buy a loaf of bread.
Kids are used to that cereal. Aren't you supposed to try to help
them? Oh, so yes, you are supposed to try to help them with that cereal. But what can I do that I have other guys who don't have sweaters to wear? Come here to Machon Meir. I'll introduce you to a bunch of guys that don't have warm clothing to wear in the winter. So their warm clothing comes first before this guy's fancy cereal.
Food. So,
you're right. There is an aspect of helping him on his level. You're right. But it doesn't come before other people's basic things. You have people who, you have people who don't have food to put on their table for Shabbos here in Machon Meir, our graduates. I mean, I prefer to give my money there, and I think the Halacha wants you to give your money there first. You're right. If I had extra money, that's tzedakah. You're right, I have a mitzvah to give him day machsoro, as much as he needs. But not at the expense of something else.
But as much as he's used to.
As much as he's used to, right. There is such an aspect in Halacha, but it has to be balanced out. Meaning, that's Halacha that's more relevant when you have an organization. If I have an endowment of $1 billion, and Madoff hasn't ripped me off, and I'm raking in $3 million a month off my endowment, so I just got to think, where am I going to spend all this money? I'm bewildered at the beginning of each month. What could I do with all this money? So when those are my problems, so then when the guy comes and asks me for a fancy cereal, I say, nope, I have a mitzvah to give him as much as he's used to. There will be times where that becomes relevant when I'm dealing with a poor person. But so long as we still have people that literally are getting sick from the cold. Literally, I mean, we have guys who have come here to learn and they don't have heating in their home. I could tell you a few. You have people whose kids are getting sick because they don't have warm clothing to give their kids. Yeah, I'm telling you true things that are happening with people you guys have seen. So that's what we're learning. We'll get there. One halacha at a time. We'll get there. Just a second. Mary was in the middle. Sorry. Okay. Yeah.
What about inflation?
Yeah?
Like